Great Barrington, Massachusetts, is turning to its residents to find ways to make its streets safer. Wednesday night, concerned citizens convened at Great Barrington's Claire Teague Senior Center to contribute to a new initiative for safer streets.
The Complete Streets program is a program where when towns improve streets, we're no longer looking at just streets for cars. We're looking at streets for all users, whether you're a bicyclist or somebody who walks or runs, or maybe you're in a wheelchair or you're pushing a stroller. A complete street is something for everybody, regardless of how they travel.
Chris Rembold is the town planner.
The event tonight was to gather feedback on a list of projects that people have identified as priorities for them. So last month we had a survey out where people responded about, do they feel safe walking and biking in Great Barrington? What would improve walking and biking in Great Barrington? Crosswalks, new sidewalks, etc.
The survey received about 300 responses in the town of about 7,500.
We took a look back at the list using the survey information. We added a lot more items to it that we heard, got a lot of feedback about, and so now we're here to get input on that as the town goes forward with funding.
Eamon Coughlin is a transportation planner with the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission. The countywide community and economic development organization has worked with Great Barrington for months on the Complete Streets program. At the end of the meeting, attendees used stickers on a map of potential projects to indicate where they think potential funding should go.
It's looking from the board there that definitely East Street and Castle Hill traffic calming looks to be popular.
I prioritized traffic calming techniques that could be used on East Street, like speed bumps or radar signs that are solar powered, because there have been traffic accidents and people have died on that street, and anyone who lives on that street or walks on that street knows how dangerous it is.
Naomi Blumenthal is a homeowner on East Street who has lived in Great Barrington for 20 years.
I'm concerned that that area has been a problem for a long time, and I'm not sure why it hasn't been paid attention to. It seems like it's a kind of a serious problem there that hasn't been addressed before now.
I chose the bicycle accommodation on Main Street because it's very dangerous to ride your bicycle down there.
Malcolm Fick is a 7-year town resident who sits on the planning board. He retired to Great Barrington from Delaware.
I chose the Housatonic Main Street sidewalk because it's very dangerous to walk there. And I chose the East Street calming. Even though I'm one of the ones who travels mostly on East Street in my car, it's hazardous even walking on the sidewalks there. So it would be good to see the traffic slow down on East Street.
With the public feedback, Rembold and the BRPC can select projects and assemble an application to MassDOT for up to $400,000 in grant money to make residents' visions of a safer Great Barrington possible. Again, Rembold.
We'll wrap up this planning process over the summer, and by the end of August, we'll have a complete streets plan in place. When we have that plan in place in, say, let's say September or October, we will actually apply to MassDOT for the funds.
For more information on Great Barrington's Complete Streets program, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.